Hello and welcome everyone to the Cosmic Contact Show. I'm sorry I'm having so many problems this evening. We are having some technical difficulties. Even have not been able to reach my guest, so I don't know what's going on there, but I do want to thank everyone for calling in and know we are going to have a great show this evening. We have a lot of people on the show, and I feel so unorganized, but I do want to thank you for calling in, and I want you to know that if you need, if you don't have on computer and you're on the phone, just call 347-838-9142, and Annie, the moderator, will get you in. I'm trying to figure out what we're trying to reach Jackie now. I've got Annie, the moderator, calling her, so we don't know what the block is. But so anyway, I want to thank everyone for getting online tonight. We're going to have a great talk no matter what it is. If I don't get Jackie on, then I will talk to you all about all your questions, and I can help you with everything, and we're going to have a blast. I want you to know that the RBR Network has got a lot of other people on the network besides me, and I can't even find my list of people to talk to you about. Maybe I'm not supposed to talk about that this evening. I do know that it's always exciting to see all the people that get on the line to listen in or in the chat room. And if you're in the chat room, if you do want to talk to the guests, you have to call in, and that's 347-838-9142. Jackie, I'm still kind of waiting for Annie to get back on to let me know if she's been able to reach her. So far, she hasn't got back with me, but to welcome everyone to the show tonight, and just know that we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to talk about a lot of great things. Jackie's got a lot of good information for us. I just, I don't know, she wasn't feeling well the last time I talked to her, and I was kind of worried that she might not be able to make it on the show. It always makes it hard for me because I'm trying to figure out how am I going to work this show, and of course I can. If she doesn't get on, then I will be happy to do some of my energy work that I do. It's called the heart wall removal, and it's actually removing trapped emotions that are in the body, that they're blockages. Let's see. You know, until I see Annie back on, I'm going to call in. I'm going to bring somebody in to talk to them. Ivatar.
Hi, Pam. How you doing?
Well, I was doing pretty good till I couldn't get in touch with Jackie, and we've been trying to get in touch with her for, you know, several minutes, so it kind of got me off course. But anyway, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. Well, I wish I had her here to share, and I know that when we get in touch with her, she'll get on. Well, now you've got me, and you know what I do. I wondered if there was anything that maybe I could do some of my kinesiology with you, some muscle testing, maybe see if you might have any trapped emotions that could be removed.
Yes, and I wanted to ask you also, I remember you and Jackie, you all did something with the ears to measure your vibrations or something. Wasn't that you and Jackie that did that one time? Is that a part of the kinesiology too?
Well, as far as, I don't know, what is your question regarding the ears?
Well, I think one time I called the show, and it was like you were measuring the vibration or something.
Well, now when I do, I can muscle test, and I can see on your ears, which ear is what they're calibrating. Are you having a problem?
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Would
yeah,
you like
that's
for me to check
was.
Your ears for you? You want me to see if you've got something going on there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, let me see. The right ear?
The left one.
Your left ear. Okay.
You picking up something on the right side?
Well, actually, no. I'm putting it in front of me. It is your left ear. That's what I'm picking up. Let's see what it calibrates. It's supposed to be a 10. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah. It isn't. And now let me check your right ear and see if it's a 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes, there is a weakness there with the left ear. You want me to see where that's coming from and see if I can figure that
yeah.
out? Let me erase that. Let's just turn
yes.
that ear off and see if it's coming from right nasturalgia, it's coming from the left, no, metabolic, no, stomach, gallbladder, flavor. Kidney, stomach, adrenals. Is it yeast? Virus. There's a virus there. Yes, there is. Like a little bacterial infection. Okay, now I'm going to see if I'm going to turn off that infection and I'm going to touch your left ear and it says it's clear. There is a virus that I'm picking up in
oh,
that ear.
Oh, wow.
Which, you know, we get viruses really easily. And it's not like if we're getting a sinuses. And if you've had a cold or anything, I'm getting it is like a little bacterial infection in there, something that you need. Do you have any eardrops or anything like that? Or we could go on to the other level of it and is what's going on? What is it that you don't want to hear?
That's an interesting question.
Yeah. I mean, our body is always talking to us. And so if I was thinking, yeah, I've got something with this ear and it's blocked, there is a block there, it's not functioning at a 10, would you like for me to see if you have a trapped emotion there?
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Yes, you do. Avatar.
I'm here.
I'm sorry, honey. You know, I'm having so many problems. I just got knocked off again. Okay, hold on one sec. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to get back with you. I've got Jackie on the line now. So stay online.
Okay.
Avatar.
Okay.
Hi, Avatar. I'm back.
Hi.
I did get in touch with Jackie, and she's getting ready to call in, so Annie will probably bring her right in. But anyway, before she gets on, let me go ahead and check you out.
Okay.
Okay, it says this is coming from your, well, I'm picking up that you're feeling unsupported. Are you feeling unsupported right now?
No, not right now, no.
Okay. Is it something with the past? I think it's something,
yeah,
you know, something from the past. Let me make sure that I picked up the right emotion for you. Is it this one? Oh, wait a minute. I picked up the wrong one. Okay. How about teased? Have you been teased at someone or something or at yourself?
When I moved this into this apartment, you know, I was experiencing a lot of electromagnetic energy that was affecting my ears. It was affecting my body. And, yeah, I was peeved about that. I've shifted in terms of how I'm dealing with it now.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, sometimes just by removing that trapped emotion in there, that would your ear will start to feel better. Would you want to release that trapped emotion right now? But at Ibitar, if you feel peeved, you're going to also feel resentment. So we have to release two emotions, peeved and resentment. I'm picking up on both of those.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Take a deep breath. Okay. Blow out two candles, one with peeved and one with resentment. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Blow hard. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Infinite love and gratitude. One more time. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Okay. Well, now, okay, we've moved those trapped emotions. They're gone. Now, I'm going to go back, and I'm going to check your left ear again. Let's calibrate it and see what it's calibrating at. Since we removed those emotions, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you're back up to 10. So let's just see if maybe, yes, I mean, isn't that great? See how that works? I love this stuff. So we got rid of that emotion, but if it's still bothering you, you know, there's all kinds of natural things for viruses that you might want to get on something to boost your immune system up.
Yeah, I have something I'm taking now.
Well, all right. Well, maybe we just, once we got rid of this emotion, then you're back up there again. Well, okay, well, Jackie's here. Let's bring her in. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Pam. How are you?
Well, honey, I'm doing great. It was kind of confusing. Oops, wait a minute. I can't keep you online. The computer has done crazy things this evening. I don't know. Maybe it's my energy. You know how our machines, our cars, our computers, our phones, they all work with our own bodies. We can't say that, you know, what's going on with us doesn't affect these frequencies.
That's right.
Well, I'm really excited to have you on the show, and I want to introduce you now that I've got you here and welcome you to the show this evening. And I want everyone to know that you are quantum mystic, and I want you to explain that to people in a minute. And you've been on the show many times before. We love having you here. You always enlighten us because you have all kinds of wonderful things to share that are positive and emotionally help us a lot, and physical health too. And also that you work with these ascended masters and the White Brotherhood and the teachers and your guides, your angels. You know, I love all of that. I have here that you will be sharing some of the latest healing techniques that you have been learning, and how to strengthen the immune system by raising the physical body's energy frequencies. So I thought that that would be what we would talk about this evening.
That sounds great.
Okay. Or anything you want to share, I'm open for it. I want to hear everything.
Okay, one of the most important things I think that's going on right now with the energy, because it's shifting so much and so fast, is that we need to be real gentle and loving with ourselves. And like Ibitar was talking about, the immune system is low with all the pollen and everything and all of the natural disasters that are going on right now and have recently, is the, you know, the shift in the energy, and you really have to be calm and cool to ride the waves as they change of energy as they come through. Has that been happening for you?
Well, absolutely. And it is. It feels intense to me. Times. It's just like almost like a roller coaster. You're up and then you're down, you know. Okay. But exciting times to be in.
That's right. It is exciting times. It's very exciting to be in a body and to be experiencing it. And now that we have the opportunity to have a body, I think it's really important that we start enjoying it. I know all day today I've been out sitting in nature and letting the wind blow and listening to the world and hearing the space, the energy and the space. Everything between me and that tree is space. Quantum physics has proven that it's white light, they call it. And, you know, to me, I just interpret that as the divine. And it's getting clearer and clearer, I believe, as the veil is getting thinner and thinner. And we have so many opportunities right now for growth and learning on very deep levels. And the masters are there teaching. And if you'll do 49% of the work, they'll do 51% of the work to help you clear out yourself and really become the vessel of the divine that you were created to be, and to really enjoy all of the riches and love and the things that go with that. Have you been able to experience any of that lately?
Well, you know, I have, and I notice I feel a lot better when I do get outside and get on the ground. And, you know, I do think that literally getting my feet on the rock, on the grass, you know, shoes off and everything, just to feel that true energy connection. And because I feel like I feel happier, and I can tell when I'm getting, I've been feeling nervous lately, like choking in my throat, like, and I know it's me, you know, in my head and not in my body.
Yeah, and the Native American path.
Gosh, here we go.
You need to spend an hour a day outside.
Jackie?
Quiet.
Hello?
Here I am.
What? Well, she's online. Hello?
Yeah, here I am. I look like I'm connected to you. I can hear you. I don't know why you can't hear me.
Oh, okay, I can hear you now. I don't know what happened, honey. See what's going on? How can we get this? We need to get this cleared where we're in sync right now. Hello?
Excuse me. Let's just take a minute and take a real deep breath and ask for the divine or the masters that work with electricity to come in and clear the channels throughout and raise the energy level up a whole level, and ask,
okay,
thank you very much, and ask that it be raised again, and take in a deep breath and let that energy come in at this higher level, and then take another deep breath and ask again, thank you very much for raising my energy level, let's raise it one more time. And as you can feel your energy level raise up, or more peace comes to you, or whatever the change is that you're sensing, or seeing different colors before you now that you weren't seeing, let that energy come in, ask for a grace, or ask that it be supported, and declare that you are now working or operating in this frequency on all levels and all dimensions. How does that feel?
Feels great. I keep getting your blue cube. That's what, you know, maybe we need to place our show in that tonight, in a blue cube.
All right. Big blue foaming cube.
Yes. Yeah.
And
Jackie,
if
you know, one thing I want. Go ahead.
If any of our listeners out there wonder if this is really live or not, now they know for sure.
No, they know. On my way home today, before I got online, I was listening to a CD by Greg Braden. I know you've heard of him. And he was talking about belief. And everything I'm hearing lately is about how all we have to do is change our beliefs, and we can change our world. Yeah, we know that. We know it. But now they're really saying, well, they're scientifically proving that you can. Just by changing your belief about something, it can make it what you want it to be.
Ernest Holmes in Science of the Mind teaches you that you need to stay connected, that you need to stay centered, and the most important thing is change your mind change your life, and that's changing a belief system. So, you know, if anybody out there is feels like they're stuck or they're stagnant, can't get past that, then they need to ask the divine to come in and change it for them. Because obviously, if we could have changed it, we would have already changed it. If it's something, you know, that you feel like you can't get past, then surrender it or change the belief system that it, ask that your attitudes toward that particular incident be changed on all levels and all dimensions. Call that energy forth. Speak it out loud, you know, when you're alone or, you know, in a group, if you're working with a group of people, and state, Lord, I am word, and call forth the power of the spoken word, and set your intention or set the intention to change the belief or to go into a belief that is more expansive than the one you're able to work in, that you're working in now. And ask for that to come in. And then relax and let it be and know that ask and you shall receive. That's written in the Bible. So you need to, that's a law, so you need to ask for that law to operate in your life at all times.
Yes.
And right now we're doing so much introspection and deciding, because we realize that we can create the world we want in the energy that we're going to. And it's very exciting to be able to think about, oh, I could have different groups of people to go and play with, meaning to go and work in the energy and raise the vibration and, or share love, whatever, or do ancestor liberation. Whatever, you know, makes your heart sing with joy to help the planet and to help yourself and to increase your energy level if you are asked to do those kind of things. Ask and you shall receive, and the help for that will be available.
Okay. Well, Jackie, I know that you just spent a week or so ago at a big conference and where you learned a lot of new things, and you were telling me before about meeting a man there that had been down to see John of God and how that he had cured him of cancer. I want you to talk to us a little bit about that aspect. I think you got to believe it too before that can happen.
Well, yes, or be open enough to receive it so that you can then believe it, you know, because yes, it really does work. Reverend Raymond Scott is the North American minister for the John of God bed, and he has two biomat beds that have Vogel crystals, the different colors of the chakras, and you lay on the amethyst crystal bed, and then you have the lights on your chakra, right, you know, helping to open them. Then the master team comes in and works on your body, whatever you need, on all the different levels. And he builds the energy with the crystal bowls and working with you. And then the masters come in and you're laying on the table, and they come in and start working on you. You can talk to them. You can ask them questions and their names, if you want to know their names, if you don't recognize some of them. So it's very exciting to work with him. He was a younger man, and he sustained a back injury, and he didn't want to go the traditional knife method. He had heard of John of God from Brazil, so John of God is a full medium, trans medium. He goes, which means he goes, looks, he appears to be totally asleep, and the ascended masters work through his body, and sometimes they remove masses and stuff like that. But as I work with the energy down there to get the energy high enough to be able to do these things with as much ease and comfort as possible. And people go down there, you know, thousands of people a day, I imagine, go through there or try to. And he works with that, and you sit in meditation and or you sit and chant, whatever they're using to raise the energy while other people are being worked on. So it's an amazing thing, and if you have an opportunity to take advantage of it, I certainly recommend that you call Dr. Raymond Scott and ask him to come to your area with the beds. Amazing opportunity to work with him. He does some very enlightening meditations, and he works with crystal bowls and gongs and big buffalo drums and those kind of things. And he just did a ceremony with us for the Wesak moon, which is one of the most powerful full moons of the year. And the Wesak festival celebrated when Buddha became enlightened on his journey. And during the Wesak moon, that's when that happened. And then later, when Christ was here, that was during the Wesak moon when he rose from the tomb and walked around among us again.
Well, now, I didn't know that. That was the time of in Wesak, yeah. Do you know what Wesak means? Do we need to know?
Yes, we need to know. Tell us.
But I don't know what that means.
I don't know. But it's W-E-S-A-K. Wesak.
Right.
I'm sure we could Google it and find out.
So it usually comes around in May, this time of the year, like May Day?
Yeah, it's the full moon in Taurus.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, I like to get out there and do those ceremonies and howl at the moon when it's the full moon. But I have felt the energies, oh, my gosh, for several days. Yes, the full moon coming in. It has been, you know, been a little strange. But it's been good, and I'm really happy. And I wanted to know, would you like for me to bring someone in, let you talk to them? We've got several people that have been waiting to talk to you.
Sure.
I don't want them to all drop off. Let's bring Karen in from California. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hello. Hello. Hello? Well, she's still online. You know, sometimes people get on and then they
forget to listen. Call in.
Karen? Karen?
Yes?
Okay, well, Karen, we have you live on our show.
Hello?
Hi.
How are you?
Did you have a question?
Hello?
Hello, did you have a question, Karen?
Oh, yes. You know, I would just like to know, generally, if I'm embarking on the wrong path with respect to pursuing some corrective action for, with respect to my mother's estate and the attorney and that whole mess. I've listened to what you said about adjusting your attitudes and praying about that, and I've met with obstacle after obstacle after obstacle, and I'm just wondering if it's gotten to the point where I'm now feeling like I can't get any help or any support, and I just don't know if I should, if it's a message for me to correct my attitude or if it's something I should really give up on.
All right, let me see.
I'm just wondering why.
No, I get that it's in your highest and best interest to still pursue this,
but also to change your attitude about it. Just surrender it and tell the universe or the divine that you're handing it over to them to take care of it, and you know the highest possible ending will come through for you, and ask that the divine law of justice be enacted in this situation. And then with changing your attitude about your belief about how to make it happen, you know, don't make it happen, let it happen. And every time you think about it, after you do some type of release ritual, then know that, then you say, thank you, spirit or divine or whoever you addressed it to, for taking care of this situation in such a timely manner. And then you can say, spirit, take all the time you need, but quicken time and make it now. But it's always a mess when it's in a state. And, I mean, usually that's one of the big lessons that the human form goes through. So know that whatever your mother is pushing you to do, so be it. And because she's pretty agitated about this, it feels like.
She is. What does she want me to do?
I'm hearing that she wants you to release and surrender it and let it be and let it come to you. And just let have a belief that all of the obstacles are going to fall away. And there's an East Indian deity called Ganesha, and he works, you can call him and ask him to remove all obstacles that are in your way and anybody else's way in this situation.
Well, I've been praying to Ganesha, and every time I let it go or don't do anything, I get pummeled further and buried further by the attorney who keeps abusing me and doing one thing after the next after the next after the next, and to hurt and harm me, and I just don't know where the resolution is. You know, I've tried letting it go. I pray to Ganesh. I try letting it go. I do let it go, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. And then when I seek help and try and seek, I've called hundreds of law firms, and I'm just having a heck of a time even getting any representation, anybody who wants a case, anybody who will even call back. I've just never seen it or heard anything like it. The attorney's completely outrageous. I just really don't know what to do.
I know it's real hard when emotionally you're charged up because it's your mother. How are you not going to be? And so, but if 17% of your energy is tied up in that situation, so that's like, for if every breath was worth $100, you take 17 of it and bury it in the ground and don't use it for anything. You don't usually you don't use it against yourself and you don't use it for yourself. You just ignore it. So $17 every time you take a breath, that's pretty expensive. So maybe all of the stress you're under is to release it at this time and let the perfect attorney come to you to handle it with integrity and with honor, getting the results you want.
Oh, there's not a legal remedy for the results I want. I'm having to compromise because there's genuinely no legal remedy for the results I want and for the results that I deserve. It's pretty shocking, actually. It's absolutely shocking to me, but I'm finding out that that's the case. And, you know, I just, is my mother agitated, did you say?
Yes.
Are you able?
It's not agitation as we understand it on this side, but on the other side, it's like, you know, it's just like you. It's a situation that's unresolved. and she wants it cleared so that she can go and her energy won't be tied up in it anymore also.
So should I just let it go so she can go on?
You do have a statute of limitations on it? Is there?
Yeah, it's a couple more years, but I can't really wait because other things are happening before that. It's very complicated.
If you could sit on it for a little bit, there's some laws that are being changed right now.
Some laws are being changed?
Yes, that's what I'm hearing.
Okay, well, I can sit on part of it, probably.
Okay.
But I can't sit on all of it, but I'm...
Okay.
I just... Has any lawyer I contacted so far been going to be a good lawyer for me? I've contacted a bunch more Friday and today. Are any of them going to work out for me?
I get no.
Okay.
Have you just gone down in the phone book and asked?
I've looked online.
Yeah, online. Okay.
Okay, so you get that none of them are going to work out so far? None I've contacted?
That's what I get, no, when I ask that question.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in, Karen. And
thank you.
I'm sure these things will get worked out. We've got so many people. Bless you, honey. I bet I wanted to get on. So let's go to our next caller, Jackie. Let's bring in Anna from Maryland. Here we go. Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Good. Thank you for calling. What is your question?
Well, I'm living in Maryland, but I'm having this overwhelming desire to relocate possibly to Virginia Beach. So I've been looking for work over there, and I'm just wondering, do you see that happening for me this year, or is there something I should be doing that's blocking that?
No, I get that is going to come through for you, and it's just that P word, you know, Anna, where we have to be patient while the energy is coming together. And that's very hard when we can feel what the energy is going to be like before it happens, because that's how we create it. So we get excited, and then we think, oh, nothing's happening. This is the universe is telling me, no, I can't have that, when actually the universe says, hold on, I'm setting this up.
Okay.
So there's a whole lot of people that have to be switched around or moved around, or their attitudes need to be changed before you can get there. So keep praying for them that they learn what they need to learn real quick so that they can help you and you can help them by relocating where you want to go. Congratulations and good luck on that. It feels really good to me.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. We have someone else online. I think we have some people holding, but I don't see that they're on right now. Oh, yeah, let's call Nancy from California. Let's bring her in. Hi, Nancy.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. How can we help you?
Yeah. My question is, am I going in the right direction on my spiritual path now? I'm retired and I'm starting to take new classes. I'm just wondering if I'm going in the right direction.
Why do you ask that question? What doesn't feel right to you?
Well, it's just, I'm just wondering if I'm taking the right classes. I mean, there's so many different things opening up to me, and I'm just wondering, you know, which way to go.
Yeah, that's your, you've come to the point in your life where everything's really very clearly a choice, and what we need to listen to is the innocence of our high heart, and what, to just say, body, what, do you feel like doing this course, yes or no? And if if the energy is very enlightening and bubbly and makes you want to go, then yes, go there. There's no wrong choices. And what I'm sensing for you is that you're putting out feelers for your group of people that want to work on the spiritual level like you do. And all of that is coming to you. I see people coming to you from different directions, and I see you working in different kinds of groups. Not, you know, maybe this group does the Native American path, and maybe this does the Vedic path, and maybe this one does the divine or the oneness. And go and find the places where you feel the most comfortable, and you'll know that you're finding your spiritual family, which is the people you agreed to work with before you came in. And every step you've taken is leading you back to them. That's how it's worked in my life. And I see it working in so many people's lives, especially here in Fayetteville. We have a very strong spiritual community. So we're being asked to be out in groups, so that's where you need to be, and it sounds like that's what you're doing. And if you don't like what you're learning, then tell the universe, well, I want to learn more about sacred geometry, or I want to learn more about feng shui, you know, how to create the energy in my home and my office, or, you know, to bring forth the most and highest production you can, you know, to let that your money flow through you. So I will tell you that when you retire, you have the opportunity, and most of us take it, to get busier than you've ever been in your whole life. And it's the most rewarding time it has been for me, and I know it will be for you. So enjoy yourself, and what you're learning is not really what you want to learn, but it's going to take you to where you want to go. So keep up with what you're studying, and know that all paths lead home, and no one thing has all the truth, but everything does have some part of the truth. So congratulations with that, and have more fun than you've ever had in your life.
Yeah.
Keep calling, oh, I want more fun today. I want more fun today in my life. I want more laughter today in my life. And create that when you first get up. Or it's better if you can say it before your feet hit the ground. Because that's when you're, you know, closest to the divine and clearest channel. So, and if you can't remember what it is you want to create today, then make you a little list and put it on the bedside table. Read it to yourself and get up. If you're a list person, that works great.
Okay.
So good luck to life.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you, Nancy, for calling. We love it when people call in and we can share our wonderful guest with everyone. You know what she was talking about, tired now, so she's wanting to get into her spiritual stuff, and something she's probably wanting to, like most of us have, and then we get to finally a point in our life that we can do this. This brings to mind, I was at my gym the other day and working out, and this Asian man came up, and he was talking to some other people, and he asked me, he said, you know, I'm getting ready to retire in, you know, in a few months, and, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, oh, don't worry, you're going to get really busy. But he was really, but you know what? The thing is, I don't know about men, but I don't know a woman that ever retires. How do you retire from life? Maybe you can, but retired me would be to do nothing, I guess. But it doesn't work like that. And, you know, I just said, I told him, I said, you're going to find plenty of things to get into it. You know, this is just the beginning. Well, but I said, well, what do you do now? Do you have any hobbies or anything? Well, just my work. And he's a chef, and he's been doing this for years, and he loves it, and people love him. And he doesn't have, he said, I don't have family or friends or anyone, the people that, you know, that I work with. And so when he leaves there, he doesn't have anything out there. And I could see how that would happen to a lot of people. You know, you could all of a sudden you're, you know, you wake up, oh, I can retire, but, you know, what am I going to do now? I knew what I wanted to do when I reached my retirement age.
I didn't know you retired.
Huh?
I didn't know you retired.
Oh, I haven't. I'm just doing my next career. That's the way I see it. I'm doing a whole, I'm reinventing myself into doing another, you know, another lifetime. That's the way I feel of it.
That's exactly what you're doing, and it's very exciting, and it's exciting to watch. And the people out there that are so apprehensive about what they're going to do, they just need to
laugh
at the forces are that come their way and be able to take it and flow with that river. You know, we talked before that don't, if you're trying to go upstream, then you miss the whole idea. You, everything you want is downstream. You just need to flow it and direct the, your boat
so that you don't
run into an island in the middle of the river.
Yes. You're cutting out a little bit, Jackie. I don't know what that is. But we do have one more caller. We've got, you know, a few more minutes. Let me bring Diana in.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
I can, yes.
Okay. Yeah, you just sound like you're a little muffled. Okay, here we go. Hi, Diana. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. I couldn't hear very well. Oh, good. I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you. You were fading out. Okay. I can hear you now. Okay. I have a thank you for taking my call. My question is that I was attacked by a dog, and the lawyer that I got found out that they had no insurance to have his dog, so they couldn't get any money, so they quit the case. So are the people going to help me, or do I need to get another lawyer? Because they kind of advised me that this was like they were too good for this case, actually, the lawyer that was in the phone book. They said that I could still get another lawyer, but I don't know. Are the people going to offer to help with the medical bills or anything, or am I going to have to get a lawyer? Can you tell?
Yeah, the feeling is you're going to have to do a civil case and get them to pay for the medical bills. So I would, you know, contact another lawyer. Ask the universe to bring you the name of the lawyer you need to contact and go from there and ask it to happen within the next 3 days that you hear the lawyer's name. Somebody comes and tells you about it, or you hear it on the news, or however the information comes to you, and then pursue it that way.
Yeah, that's usually what I do. So, you know, when I wasn't even going to get a lawyer because I just thought they were going to come through with helping me. They took me to the ER and then just abandoned me. But I did ask for the right lawyer to come through, and I just thought because that's where I opened the phone book, that was the right lawyer. But and they took like 8 weeks. And I wasn't supposed to talk about it or ask for help or anything while they were trying to find out if they were going to get any money. So that
right.
didn't work out. So you think I have to get a lawyer for a civil suit. There's like $1,000 in hospital bills. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I will ask for the next lawyer to come in then.
All right. If you don't hear in the next 3 days of a lawyer, then I would consider that call forth the money from the universe to pay for that situation and let it come to you. You have to be in receiving mode to do that, but it has worked very well for several people I know, so if you believe it'll work for you, it will. So I, you know, suggest that you pursue that avenue.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm believing it, but then after like 30 days of thank you for the money coming to me, or, you know, for even mowing the grass or whatever, things that I can't do. And then after a month and it's not here, you're like, oh, wow, I had total belief, love, and trust. What happened? I was hoping to receive. So I will try it again.
Good luck with that. And, you know, ask the universe to send you loving people to assist you at this time. And, start it by, even if you think you have nothing to give, give bake something and give it away, or give some rice to somebody, whatever, just to show the gesture of cause and effect in your giving so that you can receive. But you also have to remember to go into receiving mode, and that sometimes we block ourselves there when we're in adverse situations. You know, oh,
right.
I'm a spiritual person. I'm not supposed to be experiencing this. Well, yeah, you are a spiritual person, and if it's showing up in your life, it's time for you to address it and go out of resistance to it and let it pass through and ask to learn the lesson that's being presented there so that you can get your gift to go on.
Okay.
And good luck
all
with
right.
that.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you for calling.
Well, you know, Jackie, but as I love to listen to what you're sharing, again, it's the belief. And
yes,
this is why I'm believing that you know, that it's all going to work out and they're going to take care of me and blah, blah, blah. And then they didn't. And, you know, I don't know how to, and then we get upset, so we get out of those good feelings and we get angry, and then we're not loving that situation or that person. And then, again, there is resistance there. There's stopping the flow of the good.
Yes, and it usually helps a situation if you can forgive yourself for having created it, whatever it is appearing as. Say, oh, I forgive myself for having created this. I surrender and release it. Thank you, Heavenly Host, for assisting me in clearing out this belief system that no longer serves or benefits me.
Yes.
And poof, it's
well,
gone, released.
You know, I think
and
that...
The, fill it. Go ahead.
You know, most people do not want to take responsibility for everything that shows up in their lives. And they...
Oh,
I'm not,
it's hard
that,
sometimes.
You know, what was I doing that this dog attacked me? I wasn't doing or thinking anything. But do things like that just happen out of the blue? Is this just a coincidence, you think?
Well, I don't think there is a coincidence, but it happens because it's presenting something for you to look at, something for you to learn from. Or maybe it's just simply that you need to love the person or the situation more. And if you want something out of your life that you don't like, I've heard the easiest way to get rid of it is to love it to death. And you can love it right out of your life. But you have to be careful what you ask for.
That's right. Because it will show up and you go, wait, hey, I'm not ready. Oh, hold on. Yeah. I know. Oh, Jackie, I love having you on the show. And I know that everybody that has called in has enjoyed talking to you this evening. I wanted to see Annie. She had a question for you. I'm going to bring her in.
But, great.
Maybe she's talking to somebody. Annie, hi. Were you talking to someone? I'm sorry.
Yes. I was just screening the call. What you need, honey?
Well,
do you have a question?
You said you wanted to talk to Jackie. I wondered if you had a question.
Oh, sure. If you have a minute, that would be great. Or do you have an hour? No. Okay. I you know my situation. I can take care of my mom and all this. Well, now I have a new situation. My company was sold a couple weeks ago. So, you know, I'm in sales. I've done what I do for 27 years. And there's always non-competes involved. And so I was just wondering, I'm holding out. I don't want to sign a non-compete because I don't know what the offer is for me. And
yes,
once you do that, then that pretty much ties up what you do.
Yeah.
And even though Tennessee is a right-to-work state,
yes,
their main office is based out of Tampa. So I just can't do that right now. And so I was going to tell you, how do you feel about the company? What are you getting from them? I mean, I'm willing to stay there. That's not my issue at all. But where I've worked, this company I worked at that sold me, I told them 12 years ago I was not going to sign a non-compete. It's a terrible feeling that you're controlled by someone. And as long as they took care of me, I wouldn't go anywhere. And I've been there for 12 years.
Okay.
So, I mean, what can you tell me about this company? Or do you think I need to definitely hold out on the non-compete? I just told him I would like to, I was supposed to talk to someone, but I was telling my boss, my president, that, you know, I want to make sure I'm going to be taken care of, and then maybe 6 months to a year from now, I would sign it.
Well, I think that's fair. Are they balked about that offer that you made or not?
Well, it's just not gotten to anyone. I've talked to two people in my office, and for some reason, they want to be in the middle of my business. And they haven't told me the man's name who I need to talk to. I said, I want to talk to the big cheese. I don't want to talk to the middleman. I want to go straight to the top, and that's who I want to talk to. So the girl tells me tomorrow she'll give me his number, but I just feel like if I can get in front of someone, I can make them I can plead my case.
Right.
So you think that's a good idea?
Yes, I think that's a good idea, and let's set the intention that he be real receptive to what you have to say and to your situation, and he will see how that will benefit him also, because you are such a good employee, and you your sales record shows it.
Right. I mean, I did over $500,000 in toner last year. From one of my vendors, you know, so.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's a lot.
And, you know, the non-compete, they're like, we just want y'all to agree these are our customers, and they're really third of them are my customers, you know, that I brought to the company. Who will also follow me if I were to leave the company. And I have talked to other people about leaving, but I really don't know that I have the energy to start over from ground zero again. Because I was hoping to work for a few more years and be done with this career and then start my second one.
But and you're right. Right now your plate's very full. So I understand your reluctance to step out there into something new and but I also feel like you're doing the right thing by, you know, asking to sit for 6 months or 18 months or whatever you're going to ask for to see how they run their business and how their integrity is and all that stuff, because those things are important to you.
Right, because what they're telling all our customers, the letter they wrote, that they're a $150 million company and we're the first acquisition for 2015, and they've got more in line that's going to make them a $200 million company. But that doesn't pay my paycheck. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do know what you're saying. And also, before you have this interview or phone conversation or however it comes out, you can ask that as you go to sleep tonight that all the people involved are gathered together and all the situations are worked out on the other side, so that when you talk to him, it'll be real smooth sailing and you'll feel real confident. And everything will be worked out, and he'll see, he or she, whoever you talk to, will see how you benefit the company and how what you're asking for is not ridiculous.
Right, because I do think with the customers they have, like, they don't have anyone that does what I do there. So, I mean, the sky's the limit what I could bring in for the company.
Yes.
than me, you know, to make me more money.
Exactly.
So I, right. So, okay, well, that's what I needed to pay him for. She's been helping me because I get out of the vortex and get all in this fear for all these other people, like all these other people I work with are, but she had to remind me I'm not.
To put yourself in a citrine bubble so that negativity does not stick around citrine. It goes through it. So that you can keep your energy level up over theirs and stay out of their fear and just work with whatever fear you have. And that's minding your own business, and that's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job. So.
Yes, absolutely. I don't do the drama very well.
No, I don't like it. It's messy and, you know, it's just ridiculous.
Yes.
But, it, you know, when you're working with other people and they're doing drama, then that pulls you into it, so.
Right. And it's so hard to stay focused.
Yeah, that's when you start calling forth the Christed consciousness in the situation or in the person so that you can work with your Christed consciousness and their Christed consciousness, and that's the only energy that can come through when you're working with that. And if you salute the Christed consciousness and whoever it is, then they automatically, by the law of attraction, salute that back to you. But you have to hold that intention first, you know.
Okay. So a citrine bubble before I start talking to them.
Yeah. Well, you know, just as you're working with them and whatever interaction you're having with them so that any negativity that they have or any that's of the group consciousness of the company, because most humans fear change so much, and just allow themselves to allow yourself to, you know, stay in the flow and on top of everything instead of feeling overwhelmed. Then, you know, when you start feeling overwhelmed, that you need to call Pam and have her work with your heart wall chakra. So that's a great resource that you have available to you. So just try to, you know, just keeping your energy and stay above everybody else's energy so that you don't get sucked into their drama.
Okay. Yes, and at the moment I have a door, have an office with a door so I can keep them shut out.
Okay, good.
So, and also, and just keep working on me for me for my whole situation. In a couple of weeks, I am going to take a break and go to Eureka Springs for a week.
Oh, good. You'll be in my neighborhood.
Yes. I'm celebrating my 30-year anniversary, May 12th.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm ready for some much downtime.
Good. You'll enjoy it.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun in your spring.
I have to touch base with you. Maybe I can see you on the way up or down.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
I will. I'm gonna call you and touch base with you.
Okay. Do.
Okay.
Please.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Love you.
Love you, too.
Well, thank you, Jackie. You're such a blessing. And you put everybody's mind at ease. And we love having you on the show. And thank you for everything. You're awesome. You're wonderful. And you are a blessing. And you know that. And I know that. Is there anything, words in the end this evening, anything that you would like to share in closing besides us loving ourselves? Because we don't do it now.
That's it, because we're the most important thing in our universe. And if we want more love in our universe, we need to love ourselves more so we can attract that back in. And to me, it's easier to work in love than to work out of it. So that's my goal, and that's the intention I hope that people set, is to stay in the flow of the love, because love is a powerful energy. It's very healing, and it works all the time. So love yourself. Have a good time. If you're not having fun, you're doing something wrong, so you need to change it.
I know, and we can have all the fun that we want. We're the only one that stops it. Nobody else does.
Absolutely.
we want to think they do, that they're responsible for us being happy and joyful and full of love, but it's not true. Well,
it's
thank you for being on tonight. You know, there was, Annie, is that, there was one other person still on there that you were talking to. Did you want to see if we could get them in?
Let me see. Hold on 1 second.
Because they've waited so long, and since we're still on, and you know, before I had to get off early because there was somebody right after me, but they're not on on anymore, so I can talk for as long as I want to on the show for another hour if I wanted to. But I interrupted her talking to this person, and you know, maybe it's someone that.
Okay, he said he was just listening.
Okay,
cool.
Sounds good.
Congratulations.
All right.
Thank
you. Everybody have a wonderful evening and a wonderful week, and get out, enjoy the weather, and get grounded, and let's have a blast.
Yes, and blessings to everybody, and keep asking for miracles in your life because they happen every day, and start recognizing them, big and little.
I wish we all just lived in one big old giant house. We could be so happy every day.
It would be a
dinner
for two.
Oh, man,
absolutely.
It would be awesome.
All right.
Okay. Everyone have a great week.
Yeah.
Love you.
Love you.